The Gilbert and Sullivan Company of El Paso celebrates its 50th anniversary with performances of the Pirates of Penzance at First Presbyterian Church, located at 1340 Murchison Drive. Performances will take place July 19th through the 28th, and here to tell us about their legacy and performances are Stephanie Conwell and Arlen Guess. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So, Gilbert and Sullivan.
Yes.
Kind of a big deal.
We think so.
Or why would you form a whole company around him?
Exactly.
Right?
Well, you know, we really didn't. For many people in El Paso know Joan Quorum, and Joan had been doing Los Pobres Bilingual Theater, and whoever the funding authority was for that had a problem with an English woman that didn't speak Spanish doing bilingual theater,
okay.
Although she spoke Portuguese. And they kind of nudged her out, so she decided to do something that nobody could complain about. So she was going to do one Gilbert and Sullivan operetta. Well, here we are 50 years later.
So. Not so much, huh?
Not so much.
So was it after doing that one that she decided, okay, we're going to do Gilbert and Sullivan Company?
Well, no, she had done it for the Upstairs Theater downtown. They asked her to come in and do a guest directing. And they had so much fun the first year, they thought, well, let's do another one. And let's do another one. And
here
we are.
So how does that get us to you all? How long have you been involved with the company?
Well, I've only moved to El Paso about a year and a half ago.
Oh, well, you're in for the next 50 years, Arlen.
Well, thank you. And we heard about this company, and so we called, and I did the audition, and my opportunity to do this. I know quite a bit about the Pirates of Penzance, but never performed it. I've performed other operettas, but not this one.
So did you have your eye on it?
Well, yes. When I heard about it, I said, I could do that. That would be fun.
So,
and that's how I got involved with this, yes.
That's awesome. Now, what about you? How long have you been involved?
This is my 34th season.
Oh, my gosh.
In fact, there are three of us in the company that have been there 34 years or longer. My best friend called me and said, my boyfriend wants to do this thing. And I didn't know what the thing was, but I said, sure, I'll go. And that was Pirates of Penzance in 1986, and I never left. So,
well, I guess, is your girlfriend still involved?
No, she moved to Colorado.
Oh, but she roped you in and said,
yeah,
here you go.
Yeah.
So why did you all decide on the Pirates of Penzance for the 50th?
Well, we did it for our 40th. That was the last one that Joan Quorum directed. And we sat down about 6 years ago and said, we know our 50th is coming up. What do we feel like is the show we really want to present for our 50th? And the board discussed and all agreed that this one is really the most fun. They're all fun, but this one is the most fun. And so we decided to do this one for our 50th anniversary.
So, Arlen, you've had your eye on this one. Can you tell us why this is the most fun?
Well, it's a lot of fun to do. The part I have is a joyous part. It's a lot of fun to do. I started actually in Fairbanks, Alaska, and I never did this show, but my voice coach used the Major General's part as a way to get me to speak clearer and to be very precise in my singing. And ever since I did that, I learned about the show. I've actually seen the show. So when I saw this, I said, I got to go try to do this. And it's great. I've been having a wonderful time. Rehearsals can get tedious.
Right.
These rehearsals are fun.
Right.
I really, really enjoy
them. Well, and not to mention, I mean, you've already rehearsed it the whole time you've been training with your voice coach, right?
Well, the one song. There's more to it than that, but the one song.
So you've got one song extra perfectly nailed down.
Right.
What's the others that
we need? My first verse is golden, let me tell you.
Got it. So what does it take to keep a theater company running for 50 years? Because I know it's not easy. The arts in particular are not easy. We know that they're fueled by passion, but it takes more than passion to keep it going.
The two things I would say, and giving a lot of credit to Joan. Joan always insisted we never overspend. You know, we never owed a bill. Everything got paid at the end of the season. If not, then she paid it personally, you know. The other thing, giving more credit to Joan, her company motto was, if you can't sing it, act it. If you can't act it, sing it. But above all, be kind to one another. And really, we're a huge family. We're a 50-year span family. We have multiple generations in the show quite often. Parents bring not only their children, but their parents.
Right.
We work so well together. We all like each other. We've had a lot of the young people that come into the company and they've worked with other theater companies and they expect fighting and backbiting and people to be mean to them and try to, you know, shove them out of their part or whatever.
All the bad stuff you hear about
the
theater.
And they're like, Well, not only are these people nice, but they're double cast and somebody actually helps you with your part. They're not trying to get your part. They're trying to teach you more about it because they've done it before or because they want you to do well. And they're always so astonished that it's fun and people are nice to each other and we all get along and we party together and we go places together. And they're just so astonished that people can have fun and still do theater.
I would think that's part of the reason that people do it.
Yeah, but it doesn't always work that way. So
now, Arlen, you're new to our community,
yes.
But you walked straight into the party.
Walked in off the street, and I have to echo what she said. It was a wonderful experience, very welcoming, very warm group of people, very supportive of what we're doing.
Yeah.
And I've not, as she said, not seen that one bit of, well, why did you get that part and not me?
Right, because at the end of the day, all of you look good, right? I mean, a good production just speaks well for the entire cast, for the entire project, the entire company, really.
We think so. Yeah. It's worked for us for 50 years, so.
So you, here you go.
Yeah.
Have you thought about the next 50 years?
I have. Two of the things is we are considering for next year doing Princess Ida, which is a show we've never done in 50 years. So we'll see if that comes to fruition. That's going to be a long process because it's a longer show than most of them. It's set in a different style, and there's a whole lot of things to consider. The other thing I have thought about in my brain and need to run by my board, here you go, guys, is perhaps we've only done Gilbert and Sullivan, or Gilbert or Sullivan, because they also wrote separately, for the last 50 years. I'm wondering if we should expand to other operettas.
Really?
But I don't know. I don't know if our community wants that and if our board and our actors want that. So that's something for us to consider going forward. But we all love Gilbert and Sullivan so much. I don't know if we really will change or not.
And I don't think there's any shortage of material either.
They wrote 14 shows. One of them is lost music. And the last two at the end are pretty bad. So there's really, well, quite frankly.
I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
There.
So there's really about 12. And of those 12, we've done 10 of them fairly regularly. Yeoman of the Guard we did 2 years ago for the first time, and Princess Ida we're considering for the first time next year. Joan didn't want to do those. And
did she say why?
She didn't like them. She thought they were not as good. We did Yeoman, and we loved it. All of us loved it, and our audiences loved it. So I think sometimes it's just personal preference.
Well, and you got to try it, right? I mean, at this point, the past 50 years, if there's one out there that you haven't done,
I think it's worth it.
Just saying, right?
Yeah, give it a whirl.
Why not? Can you remember which Gilbert and Sullivan show just made you go, this is it?
This one, Pirates.
This is the one?
Yeah.
How about you?
Oh, I totally agree.
Really?
Yeah, this is the one that's just, it's always stood out in my mind.
So then what do you say to somebody that has never seen a Gilbert and Sullivan production and this is the one that's showing?
This is the one you should come see. This gives you the whole background, gives you the idea of what their thoughts were and how they produced and the music that they have. And it's just, it's really one of the better ones I've enjoyed anyway.
So it hits all of their strengths on every point, does it?
It's funny. It's beautiful music. It's fun. I mean, in this one, you get to yell like a pirate. You know, you get to listen to the pretty love songs. There's goofy policemen that are kind of like the Keystone Cops or, you know, like Laurel and Hardy or something,
yeah, yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what could go wrong? You can come in and have fun. There's nothing that you have to worry about children. There's nothing provocative or nothing naughty. So even little kids that come, they don't necessarily understand the whole show, but they almost always enjoy it. So, you know, what's not to love?
This one ticks all the boxes.
Yeah, I think so.
And you're doing multiple performances. Will you kind of walk us through your schedule and, you know, the details, tickets, that whole kind of situation?
We open July 19th, and we run Friday, Saturday, Sunday afternoon that weekend. And then again the next weekend, July 26, 27, 28. Then we'll be in Las Cruces at the Black Box Theater, August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Tickets for the El Paso shows are available online at gselpaso.org. I think that's our email.
I think a quick Google.
Or our website, excuse me. Yes, they're $10 and $12, or they're available at the box office day of. And if you want to buy them for the Black Box Theater performances, then those will be available through their website, which is Black Box Theater Las Cruces, or I'm trying to remember, No Strings Theater Company. So,
and those are the ways to...
Yeah, to get hold of them, right.
And it's cool because you have two long weekends.
Right.
And you move on to the next one.
To the next one, right.
Maybe Ida.
Yes, hopefully. Yes. And we'd also like to invite anyone who has performed with us for the last 50 years to come opening night. We would love to have you stand up and be honored by, you know, as being a castmate sometime in the last 50 years. So hopefully people will come opening night particularly.
I'm sure that they will. And you said something really neat when we were talking about how it's taught you to be resourceful and crafty and get things done right and on budget. What kind of measures do you all take, or how do you do that?
Well, for example, my mother made my dress for Pirates in 1986. I'm wearing it this year.
That's so cool.
She made multiple dresses for the company starting in 1987. We're still using those dresses. They were that well made. And we've taken good care of them.
Mom.
Those dresses are still being recycled into the show this year. The men's costumes also are recycled from 1988. So we've been very frugal. We reuse things a lot. We're very lucky. The gentleman who does our sets, John Wiebe, he usually pays for everything himself, kindly, which we love. We've got some people that have been with the company before that are doing the set painting. Again, it's community theater. Everyone pitches in. Everybody brings a pickup truck when we got to borrow from Union Dinner Theater, and we just make it happen. Luckily, we've been very blessed with First Presbyterian that they've allowed us to use their space, and so it just kind of comes together somehow, and I'm not sure how, but it's this big blessing every year, I think.
You've got to cast me from all the way from Alaska.
Right. Which we're grateful for.
Well, any last words before we leave about the company, about the shows, about the performance?
I would encourage anyone who has an interest in doing this, that as the next one comes around, look into doing this. It's a lot of fun. Take some time, but it's well worth it. You get so much more out of it than you put into it.
The Gilbert and Sullivan Company of El Paso is celebrating their 50th anniversary with performances of the Pirates of Penzance. Today, my guests have been Stephanie Conwell and Arlen Guess.